Shalom Aleichem, Akiva Feldman here. Thank you for joining and listening. I wanted to talk this week mostly about the upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos, also connecting a little bit to this Parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, which is almost always immediately preceding Shavuos. I feel it's my, I have a mission and a passion to always make sure that the Nashim of Klal Yisrael, you know, this is a shiur for girls and women. I want to make sure that as we come to Shavuos, really our whole life, our approach to Torah, but especially as we come to the Chag of Shavuos, to make sure every Isha in Klal Yisrael, as many as I could, the few that I could communicate with in effect, strongly understands and feels that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is equally and directly connected to every one of us. When I say us, I mean us women, besides myself. It's just as much, just as pertinent, just as negeya, just as important, just as personal, the Yom Tov Shavuos, and the essence of what Torah is, as much as to a man. Yes, we know the mitzvah, the chiyuv, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is a chiyuv on men, not a chiyuv on women. The mitzvah to learn Torah, the constant mitzvah to learn Torah, is commanded that men have to as much as possible. That mitzvah is not given to women as a chiyuv, as a necessity they must be doing. They also will get tzar every time, including right now when you're listening to a shir, or learning Torah, or involved in Torah, or understanding halacha, or ashkafa. Of course there's a tzar, like many mitzvahs. Some maseishas on grama that men are commanded, women still get a tzar. So there's always that tzar. It's a must for a man, and not a must for a woman. But either way, I'm not discussing that. I'm not discussing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Limud Torah, learning Torah. There's something else. Chag Shavuos has nothing to do with that. Chag Shavuos is not, contrary to maybe popular opinion or assumption, Chag Shavuos is not about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. The fact there's no mitzvah of the Yom. The minhag mitzvah that we associated with, that you know, men stay up all night learning, and that's a very special minhag. Not able to stay up all night learning, certainly the other parts of Shavuos are used for Talmud Torah. Really, that is not a mitzvah tayyim. That is not like matzah on Pesach or Sukkah and lulav on Sukkos. It really has nothing to do with Shavuos. It's a beautiful minhag, of course, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is constant. It's every day. It's really no more on Shavuos more than any other day of the week of the year. And we tap into that constant mitzvah as a very special minhag on Shavuos to, of course, connect to Torah and learn Torah and different reasons why it's overnight and different sources. Again, not Chas v'Shalom to make light of it. That is not the mitzvah Tayyarim. And that's just a very special minhag to tap into. That's not what the mitzvah of Shavuos is about. There is no mitzvah of Shavuos. It is unique. It is unlike Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. It has a shofar and as we mentioned, Sukkot. It's unique. It has no mitzvah Tayyarim. No specific mitzvahs for men or for women, and the mitzvah Talmud Torah is constant, and we definitely again use that. That's not what Shavuos is about. We were not given the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Shavuos. What happened on Shavuos? Hashem came to Har Sinai, which itself was a connection, an expression, a revelation of His essence. Came down as close Kavi Yochel to earth, and gave the Torah, which is an expression of Hashem's essence, expression of Hashem's will, expression of Hashem's guidance and view of every single thing, every action, every reality, every existence, every bria was expressed in the Torah. It's the closest you get to Hashem Himself, expressed in letters and words and ideas and mitzvahs. And Hashem came and gave that over of Himself. Gemara says that the first words, the Aseres HaDibros, that was said at Matan Torah, Anochi. Besides meaning the first word of that mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it's a Nutrikun, it's the Rashi Tevis, the letters of Aleph Nun Chaf Yud stand for Ana Nafsho Iksivas Yehovis. The Aramaic way of saying, I gave written words of my essence. Nafshoi, myself. Hashem saying, I gave of myself. I connected myself and expressed myself in the Torah. And when we understand what happened on Shavuos, that Hashem gave and connected Himself to us, that is equally pertinent to men and women, every person in Klal Yisrael, regardless of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the essence, the mitzias, the very existence of what Torah is really separate and above, really preceding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and applies to men and women equally. I want to focus just on a phrase, on really two words that we use to express this idea of what happened at Har Sinai and how it applies to us. There's two words not said as commonly. The word Chaye Olam. Hashem gave us one way of describing the Torah is Chaye Olam. We use these words in, if you daven, you know, I know every woman has different menhagim and different parts of tefillah that they say, you know, not chayiv in all the parts, but if you daven, really towards the end, at the end of Avodah Tzion, after Shemoneh Esrei, before Aleinu, we say, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Chayiv V'Dvon V'Tayv V'Nasan V'Tzarens V'Chaye Olam Nata B'Sechina. You implanted within us, taking Hashem for the Torah, Chaye Olam. I'm not translating it for a moment, specifically. That word is also used in the special bracha at an aliyah. When, if you hear an aliyah in shul, there's the bracha preceding and proceeding. The preceding bracha of an aliyah is the standard asher bachavanu, that said in Birchas HaTorah, that's familiar. There's a unique second bracha that's only said at an aliyah for someone who gets aliyah from the Torah. And after that, so it's more unique, we don't all say that, it's only the person getting the aliyah. If you hear, if you hear the similar words, Asher nasan lanu teres emes, the true teres, similar to what we say over there. V'chaye olam nata b'sechein. Hashem, you gave us chaye olam. The chaye olam can be translated two different ways. Chaye olam could be the life of the world, or it could be chaye olam chayim, that is l'olam, that lasts forever. These are two attributes of Torah that should apply to us and should speak to us and connect to us, men and women alike, of what was given to us at Har Sinai. You know, everyone asks the famous question when we learn the Haggadah. Probably one of the most obvious questions that sticks out and is mentioned. But in the Dayenu, we thank Hashem for every step, and we say, even if He brought us to Har Sinai and did not give us the Torah, Dayenu. And everybody asks, well, what do you mean? What would be the point of bringing us to Har Sinai without giving us the Torah? I mean, we thank Hashem for each step, but what's the point of Har Sinai without the Torah? I think if we understand what's happening, yes, the Torah is that expression, but if you know what the Torah is an expression of, then you understand bringing us to Har Sinai and Hashem coming and expressing and revealing Himself to us, connecting Himself to us, is what's behind the Torah. So if Hashem chose to come and express and connect to us in that way, without the Torah in a different way, it would be the same effect. That's the main point, the main te'elis that we had in Har Sinai. Hashem gave of Himself to us, expressed through every word, every thought, every idea, every mitzvah of the Torah. Chaye olam, life of the world, and life that's forever. So I'll just say briefly how that applies to us. Now we could incorporate Torah in every moment of our lives, whether or not we're actually learning the Torah, or chayiv to learn the Torah. This is what Torah is to us. The first part, chaye olam, we give life to the world. The words of Torah are the source of life of the world. Hashem says that the world would not have even cannot continue to exist, and wouldn't for 2,000 years was waiting. Yom Hashishi, Advav, that Vav Sivan, the Hashishi, is referring to not just Yom Hashishi when Hashem created the world the sixth day, but Hashishi means the sixth of Sivan. The entire world is waiting to stay existing, to see if Klai Yisrael will take the Torah. The Torah gives life to the world. If there would not be Torah every minute, the world cannot exist. I mentioned, tied into the Parsha, I don't want to get too detailed, but in Bamidbar, the first Ohr HaChaim, in a fascinating way, he just looks at the way, it says, Bamidbar Sinai Be'ohel Mayit. It goes from the general Midbar into the Ohel. And then it says, in from general to specific, Be'ohel Mayit. And then the dates, it goes from specific to general. The first day, the second month, the second year. So just briefly, he says, why is it switched the order? He says, no, really, they're all following the same order. And really, we are going, just like the dates go from specific to general, the Midbar, even though you would say the Ohel Moed was a building in the Midbar. He says, but if you know what gives life to who, and what is really the place of what, the Ohel Moed wasn't found in the Midbar. The Ohel Moed was the source of everything. Hashem is the makom of the world. Hashem isn't found in the world. The world is found in Hashem. Hashem is the place of everything. And the Ohel Moed being the place of Shechina is the place where the Midbar was. So even though geographically a Midbar is the general large, expansive area. And the Ohel Moed is in the Midbar, one building. But in reality, what holds what? What's the source? What's the larger place? The Ohel Moed is where everything is found. The Shechina is found. Similar here. that Torah is the source of the world. It's not that we're in the world and we get to learn some Torah or follow the Torah. The Torah is the source. Yistakel b'raisavar al Hashem saw the Torah before the world. We have to realize, when we follow the Ratzon of Hashem in the Torah, again, beyond even learning it, when we know Hashem's will, we know how the others acted or reacted, when we know how everybody in the Torah followed what Hashem wanted, when we know there's a mitzvah, and we're thinking, what does Hashem want from me this moment? What does Hashem want from me? How should I react to this person talking to me? Should I roll my eyes and give a little nod of approval that this other person is a little bit strange, a little bit annoying? Should I avoid that person because she's very needy and, you know, I don't feel like just doing more chesed right now? Should I spend time doing something, focusing on something? Every thought, every word, every emotion, every moment that we spend doing anything we're doing for the right reason, what we're doing is accessing, connecting to, thinking about, what does Hashem want from me? And how do I know that? As expressed through His etzem, His essence, His will to the Torah itself. When we are guided by and think like and act like Hashem wants us through mitzvahs or through the hashkafa of Torah, we're connecting to Hashem's essence in every part, and we are giving life to the world. We're not just in the world finding right and wrong. We are the source of all existence. We are tapping into Hashem, and we're giving life to the world because we are in the world following what Hashem wants. That's chaye olam. We give life to the world. And I said the other pshat, chayim la'olam, chaye olam natav chenu. You give a sign that's so permanent. We involve ourselves in things that are so temporary. Hashem put us in the physical world. We have to do things that are temporary. We have to prepare food, eat food, grow food, process food, make food. It's temporary. We eat it. Okay, it has a purpose. The food is temporary. We have to buy clothing, make clothing, clean clothing, right? We're physical. We have to eat. We have to have clothing. We have to have a house. We have to be healthy. We have to be safe, right? We even enjoy ourselves and do things that are enjoyable, enjoy the world. All of that is so temporary. We have to do it. We're supposed to be using it properly. But we involve ourselves in things that are temporary. How do we give permanence when any of those things are involved for the purpose of chaye olam? And again, we use it for chaye olam. We follow what Hashem wants in every action and moment, following what Hashem wants, every mitzvah, every interaction. We are tapping into permanence. In that one moment, the same moment you could have spent on A, the last 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 years, you're now spending another moment either using A, as I mentioned, as physical, or doing something connect to the Torah, following the Torah, knowing what Hashem wants from me, acting it in every way, whether it's an actual mitzvah or how Hashem wants me to breathe and walk and talk and interact and react. I'm doing something permanent. I'm doing something that moment will last forever. The food will last forever. The clothing will last forever. Even though when I look in the beautiful world, if I recognize Hashem through it, that lasts forever. But we are connecting to permanence, nitzchias. Just remember those two, the greatness of Torah, the essence of Hashem through Torah, specifically in that one phrase, we are giving life to the world. Everything in the world goes on. Hashem wants the world. The world is a tachlis. The world is leading to Mashiach. The world exists for so many purposes, so many people. We give life to that world. We are the life. We are the source of the world. In every time we follow the Ratzon of Hashem, and we are chaye olam, permanence. We're jumping out of that temporary existence and doing things that are permanent by knowing what Hashem wants and connecting to Him through Torah. That's something every one of us can connect through, reconnect, reattain that on Shavuos, reinvigorate ourselves, reabsorb the reality of what Torah is. And as I said in the beginning, don't ever let any Isha or any woman think that Shavuos and the reality of Torah is any less connected and real to them than anybody else that calls Yisrael. Mr. Hashem, we should have that simcha. We should connect to Hashem. We should have that hashras hashchina. We should have that expression of Hashem in every aspect of our lives through the Torah, through the connection of our Sinai. And the Mr. Hashem, have permanent life and give life to the world the way Hashem wants us to. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, and thank you for joining us.